Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
From Menton, Quirin, BMO.
Oh, hi, welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I was just talking normally about...
Guess what? I did it.
Oh, no. Here we are. That one's just McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. We got...
King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Scott Passarella.
Bow, bow, bow.
Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana, the boom from the other room.
Dana Wickens on the Stiggins. Okay, welcome back to yet another episode of Off Book.
It's an episode. It's another episode of Off Book. We call it an episode.
So this is the slot in the month that used to be Time Fountain.
Now stop. Think about it. Time Fountain is done.
Time Fountain won many awards and accolades, oh sure.
I'll list them now. It won a Pulitzer Prize for Best and Longest Improvised Musical.
It won a page in the Guinness Book Record Books for being the best, longest musical improvised by Jack and Jess.
Won Best Cherry Pie at the State Fair. When nobody entered an actual pie.
Okay, well,
so we have to figure out what now, though.
So we are going to do, we think, guess what?
Guess what?
Kevin Feige called, and we're going to take on the multiverse.
Is that how his name is pronounced?
That's right. The MCU multiverse phase four. Part of, there's so many timelines, spoilies, warnings, I guess, but I'm just going to say in a broad sense, there's so many ways this can go now.
We're going to treat this with the reverence of...
Nothing.
Of ex-mom's days of mother's mom.
Yes.
Which, by the way, if you are an Off-Book Clubhouse subscriber, offbookclubhouse.com, to support the show, is an episode that is now available to you.
Well, that's nice.
There's a lot of great ones out there. There's some PFTs. Anyway,
so ex-mom's is a fave among fans and fam.
Zeke Nicholson, shout out. Well, a great guest. By the way, thank you to... Daria and Brian, both of whom emailed and said, keep doing a long-running musical.
Those two answered the call, and we are answering their call.
To say thank you for the call.
We're saying, hi, this is Jess, what's up?
We are still, by the way, taking any questions if you want us to answer questions on our other Just Zach and the Jess episode. mailpersonstacy@gmail.com. The fanbam episodes will answer questions if you send them in.
Okay, so we're gonna do another reoccurring musical, but we're gonna do something a little bit different, we think.
And we decided, by the way, this is an idea that you came up with 30 seconds ago, and I was like, let's have this conversation on the
right
pod, just
so I think we're going to we're just gonna explore the multiverse.
Okay.
So
very broad strokes. This is Marvel Cinematic Universe multiverse.
Right. And so that's it.
I like, let's start there. And by the way, if that's not your jam, if those huge properties are not your jam, don't worry. It won't be like those. It's an improvised musical.
Yeah, that's right. It'll...
And we watch the stuff, but we're not super hardcore. There's not going to be deep, deep cut stuff.
No.
Unless there is, but there probably won't be.
Unless there is, but there probably won't be.
Probably won't be. We don't know that much about anything.
Yeah.
Hulk's big and green. I know that for sure.
He knows that for
Except
sure.
When he's
purple. Or red.
Sometimes he's purple or
Sometimes
red.
Sometimes he's Professor
Sometimes
Hulk.
Sometimes Hulk break into the paint factory. Oh no, Hulk red. Hulk smash, now Hulk purple. It's going to be like that.
Okay, so thank you for this opportunity, Kevin Feige. We're so excited to be joining the MCU.
So excited to get sued by another major corporation. Although I guess still, just Disney.
Yeah.
We don't know what this is. We're going to figure it out. On this episode of Off Book,
The Multiverse.
A person with a talent to share, helping you, helping husbands and wives.
Extra, extra, heroes everywhere. They are incredible, cool, and they have flair. They're from worlds distant and beyond, saving us from evil doers after doing wrong.
Aliens attacked us and we pushed them back. It's a victory for us all. And in commemoration of that attack, we've erected a grand new Hall of Champions. We're making statues, and all the statues are very fun.
Is it just me or is this incredibly lame?
Yeah.
Why do we have to know all their stats and their names?
It's like we get it. Thor is big and he can fly. He's got a hammer and I know it. Anything more is like, why?
I'm like, okay, I get it. Yes, the Hulk is big and green.
And sometimes he gets smashed in paint and other things in between.
And yes, that Hawkeye, I mean, what's the deal with that guy?
He's got a bow and he shoots it and I know. What do I do with that information taking space in my brain? There's a witch who uses magic and I don't know her name.
And I'm like, I failed a quiz last week, but I can tell you all these facts on repeat and repeat. But did anyone stop and say, should we use this alien tech our way?
Yeah, like that was pretty huge to find out that there were other worlds out there. Like, what's all that about?
Yeah, I'm like, I have more questions. And they stop and gawk at that suggestion.
And there were big metal snakes that flew through the sky. And that is a thing that I am interested in.
Answering our questions about those big flying metal snakes. Why isn't anyone talking more about those giant big metal snakes? Why isn't anybody talking more about those big giant metal snakes? Why isn't anybody talking about more of those big giant metal snakes?
They were big and they fly, too big to be up in the sky. They must have incredible tech, and they're flying like, what the heck? Nobody's asking, how do they do it? And they clean them up and sent them up. Those big aliens.
I'm interested in.
I'm interested in those big aliens.
Do you want to leave this?
I've never wanted anything more to leave this bad statue museum. Let's go out the door.
I don't think anyone will even notice or care. They turn around and there's two fewer kids at this field trip. Who would care?
Hail a cab. Hey, stop. Will you just come on inside? Where are you going?
Anywhere but this Hall of Champions.
Yes, I've heard that before.
Oh, really?
Yes, everyone leaves this place going, no thank you, not for me.
Oh, I kind of thought me and Skits were the only ones who thought that way.
Yeah, I thought me and Brits were the only one who thought that way. No, a lot of people did not like it. I think mostly because the statues are so weird.
Yeah.
It's like Hulk is throwing up like double peace signs. Thor is doing the Marilyn Monroe pose. I don't know who designed it. It doesn't make any sense. Spider-Man is standing like very normally. He's the one that does all the poses. It's like, if you're going to do a fun pose, why is it not Spider-Man?
Yeah.
That is weird. I didn't think about that, Brits.
I didn't think about that, Skits.
Huh. One day we'll find out who that... one day we'll try to find out who that sculptor was, but I gotta be honest, I'm never gonna follow up on that thread.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm kind of interested, but in general, like, hey, mister, you remember when those big metal flying snakes flew through the sky, right? Well, yes, but very bad day.
I mean, at first I thought they were ships that were just made to look like snakes.
But like they came through like portals, but and they I was like what is that now?
And then like when you see their undercarriage, it's like definitely organic matter. Right. Like I thought, oh, like sometimes I feel like, you know, certain depictions of future spaceships look like a manta ray, like they're inspired by the shape.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was happening at first. And then I was like, those are straight up big animals.
Yeah.
And not
take us to the zoo.
Yeah. Take us.
Take us to the zoo.
Wait, yeah. Take us.
Brits, if I was going to hide a big animal, a big alien animal, well, although I probably wouldn't take it to the zoo.
Oh, I thought you, that's what I thought you wanted.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I thought you wanted to go there for like research purposes to like look at snakes.
To how to design like a big flying snake.
Or just even like, well, what do these snakes teach us about other snakes?
I had that thought and then I thought, but also like, you can't just get rid of a bunch of big snakes.
You're right.
Like, they got to be in a dump somewhere.
Skits.
Brits.
Mister, don't take us to the zoo.
Okay.
Take us to Coney Island.
Okay.
Go with me on this for a second.
Okay.
We cut to Coney Island.
Okay.
Look.
Coney Island.
It's closed.
The whole island?
Well, it's just a theme park at the end of Brooklyn.
The whole theme park?
Yeah.
Is it an island?
I don't know.
Metaphorically, I bet it is.
Metaphorically,
like
we all are.
It's the theme park, and then outside of the theme park is the ocean.
It's been closed since the battle.
I guess ridership is really down.
No, I think they're hiding the big snakes here.
I guess that could also be an explanation.
Look at the coaster. Look at it close. Is there anything a little different about it to you?
I don't know, I've never been here before. I don't really know what I'm looking for.
Okay.
But I guess it doesn't look like coasters I've seen before, that's true.
Okay, so we're both staring at a big wooden coaster painted white.
Right.
And it has a train on it, but normally, but not right now, something's not right. Instead of the train cars. It's one of those big fucking aliens.
It was incredibly easy. We found a snake, make no mistake. Now we're climbing the Coney Island's gate to find a snake. What are the odds that it would be so easy to track it down? There he is. It's not a car. It's one of those big fucking metal snakes. He's right there for us to catch. Okay, be cool. The government put that snake here, but have not added security, 'cause that would be pretty weird. I'll offer a second explanation. It is pretty large. The aliens are hiding here, fuck. Shit. What?
Shit, Skids, I got some of its goo on me.
Oh. Oh no, the goo. Oh no, it's seeping in your skin. And now it's gone. The goo is gone.
The goo is gone?
Oh no, I just touched it. Trying to get it off your skin. Now it's done. Now it's gone for me too. Big ass metal snakes.
Are we gonna turn into big ass motherfucking big ass snakes?
I hope we don't. That would not be fucking great to be a
big ass metal snake.
Be cool. Just be cool.
Be cool.
Maybe nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'll see you at school tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Hey. Did you do the math homework?
No. Did you?
Well, I only did the first few. I was kind of hoping.
Oh, wait. Which math homework? Trig or algebra?
Why are you in two math, Skits?
My mom's friggin' overachiever.
You retaking algebra?
Yeah. She said, do it again. I was like, I got a B.
Why don't you free up the period for something? Is this why you're not in a history class this year?
Yeah, she said, no, what's history?
Your mom's wild, dude.
Well, she's an engineer. She thinks math and science is very important and the humanities not so much.
At this stage of our education, we should be getting as much of everything as we can.
I don't want to do any of those things. I want to run track and field.
I know, Skits, and you're the best on the team.
So you can only do that one class.
Yeah.
Can't take all track classes.
Hey, Skits.
Mm, Brits.
I hope that you win. I hope you win against Clark tomorrow.
Me too.
You're so good at hurdles.
Thanks.
I can't believe they wandered right up to the big snake.
Big, these stupid little boys and girls.
These stupid humans walking up to our big snake, getting its goo on them.
We put it right behind the big gate. Say, Coney Island is closed. Do not come here. Do not come. But also, Splorge, I can ask a question to you?
Yeah.
It's weird. These are the first people. The attack is how many years ago? 10 years back?
It's about 10 years
back.
It's
been a while now.
It's been a while
These are the first people tried to go to Coney Island since then.
2 17-year-old friends.
Jumping in over the fence, which we said, do not climb, please.
Do you know how I can carbon date a human?
Yes.
It's by their footsteps.
That's right. Wait, one more time?
I go over there with my carbon detector and I can get a guesstimate on their age.
By their foot or their footsteps?
Footprints.
By their footprints? But, Splorch.
Yes, Kevin?
Have you noticed that the human feet are all very different and weird?
Yes.
Some of them, fleshy, little itchy bits. Some of them, say, Nike on the side. Some say Adidas. All different kinds of feet, but different little prints they make as they walk.
Yes, I find it very odd. But, Kevin, I really want to get back home to our planet.
Oh, yes, Splorch and Kevin. Famous explorers to go. We did a big whoopsie 10 years ago. Oops! Open up a big hi hello metal snake party. People say, these snakes, not welcome here. Boom, boom, boom.
And then most of the snakes, they slithered back into the ocean to sleep and hibernate for 1,700 years. But they one snake.
We convince him to be a roller coaster boy.
And
Splorch and Kevin. Splorch and Kevin. Master team is Splorch and Kevin. Alien beings, smart and supreme. They make a big whoopsie. Well, 10 years ago, big mistake with too many metal snakes. But we will make it right, you know. Splorch and Kevin.
Splorch and Kevin.
Splorch and Kevin.
Figuring it out, it will be so easy for them. Splorch and Kevin.
Hey, Splorch, my friend.
Yes, Kevin, my friend.
Remind me what we are doing in the end.
Oh, sure, Kevin. I'll run it back. It's our favorite way to pass the time. You and I, we're bud buddied up with that god of mischief guy.
Loki.
We helped him, we lent him our big metal sling.
He says, do you have metal sling? We said, okey-dokey.
Then they came through. Went away, but we said boo, and then the portals closed up, but we were still down here.
And Loki went away, he was a lying boy. He did not do what he said he would do, which is help introduce better snakes to you. Said he tried to take over the world, listen boo.
So Splotch
and Kevin
have been biding our little bit of time, trying to wake up the big metal snake so we can get home and feel so fine. Splotch
and Kevin
had to, yes, make some money on Earth, so we were like, oh, I guess we'll have to find some way to do some work. And so Splotch
and Kevin
opened up a juice stand at Coney Island.
And then everybody left because we were clearly aliens.
Yes.
And so we closed it up to not scare any more people. And I guess nobody reported we were here because nobody's tried to come in since then to see Splorch
and Kevin.
But I think those two teenagers taking the goo for the metal snake will be our perfect way to entice the metal snake to wake up from his hibernation. Because the goo will make him think that those are his babies, and the big metal snakes are nothing if not dedicated parents.
That is right. They're not going to get powers or be strong or whatever. They are going to smell like baby metal snakes.
I'll be down in a second, Mom! Oh my gosh. Could I lift this before? Yeah, I could.
Britt, it's 7:45!
I'll be down in a second, Ma! Okay, could I try to do a flip? Ow, nope.
Knock, knock. Britt, what are you doing up here?
Mom!
School's in 15 minutes.
Mom, I'm fine. I'm sure I'll be able to get there real fast now.
Why?
Because I'm growing up.
You're 17.
Yeah, I'm growing up.
Yeah. What do you mean you're going to get there real fast now?
Mom, you don't have to know everything about my life. I need to have my own secrets.
Oh, my God. Britt, I don't want to know everything about
your life. Mom, I just need to have my own private secrets.
Okay, I'm not
okay?
Trying.
So, if I just need to have, a second even to, not even feel like, fine, I'll tell you, me and Skits touched the big metal snake and
my
goo got absorbed.
I don't even know what you're talking about, and I honestly... Baby, I don't care.
Mom, I'm trying to be honest with you.
Which, do you want to talk about, what did you say, goo and a big metal snake? Or
yeah.
Do you want it to be a secret?
I don't know now. I feel like I already said it.
Okay, let's talk about it. What did
I feel
you,
like
what?
I already said it.
Okay, you
okay,
and
Skits. Okay, me and Skits had to go to that.
By the way, I hate that. I hate that nickname for Simon.
Why?
Because Skits?
It's cute.
It's like what people that don't know what sketches are refer to.
I know, Mom.
It's like you do at camp.
I know, Mom. Everyone can't forget you were on Mad TV for one season.
I was a headlined player on Mad TV.
I know, Mom. You never let me forget.
I was not on Mad TV. Oh. Extras are on Mad TV.
I know, Mom. You were on Mad TV. I'm super proud of you. I've tried to talk to you about it a bunch, and sometimes you just tell the same stories, and then I don't know how to connect.
Listen, Nicole Barker was on Mad TV
Nicole
for many
Barker.
Seasons. Yes, yes, Nicole Barker.
Got you? Okay.
What did you think I said?
Just wanted to make sure I heard it.
Yes, that's what I said. You, my daughter, Britt Barker.
I'm proud of you, Mom, obviously. It's just Skits is a cute name for Simon because I was Britt and we do everything together.
I know. I just worry that it's going to... I don't know. It's fine. If he wants to go by Skits, you can go by Skits.
Mom, do you like...
Let's talk about
the... Do you not even like Skits or something? Because I'm probably in love with him.
No, Skits is great. Also...
Why don't you care that I'm maybe in love with my best friend? We used to take baths together. I've already seen him naked, but we were too.
Yeah, it's probably different now, babe.
Mom!
Listen, it's fine. I can't tell if you want me to share and get more involved in your life or less. You're giving me real mixed signals right now, and that's okay. I'm trying to give you space... Parenting is hard. Listen, you're 17. You're feeling a lot of things. Do you want to talk more about the boy or the... Did you say big metal snake and the goo? Is that a metaphor? Are you already doing stuff together?
No, it's literal. I'll try my best to unpack it for you. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm feeling.
Sure.
Like I want you in, but then need you out.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
It's like really tricky to feel like one day I'll leave you. And back like okay. I'm filled with so many fears and doubts. Mom, do you ever think of that day when you'll drop me in a dorm and we'll wave as you drive away? Because I'm thinking about it sometimes. Do you ever think about the day you drop me off at school and I wave as you drive away? Because sometimes randomly I'll think of that and suddenly I'm crying in physics. And then I'm like, wait, no, that part of my life is gonna rule. But then I'll have a memory of you for bringing me soup on a rainy day. And then I'm just straight up crying at my school.
Yeah, I think of it all the time and somewhat more as you get older.
Yeah.
And I remember the soup, you wouldn't eat it until I put ice in it to make it colder.
Stop.
Which was weird.
You're gonna make me cry.
Why would that make you cry? You have weird taste in soup. That's all that I'm saying.
Cause that's like really nice that you did that. Do you ever think about the day when I'll walk down the aisle?
Jumping way forward.
And then you'll give me a tear-filled smile. Mom, I'm like so sad for you that I'm not your little baby. It's like it makes me cry all the time. And do you think about how every second we're closer to parting our ways? Do you think about how we only have 410 more?
Though it's the weirdest way in the world, it's no matter if you touch snakes or get married or go away, I'll always be here if you need to say you're feeling things.
Get out!
Okay, yep.
Get out of here!
You're gonna be late. Get on the bus.
Get off my back, Mom!
Will Britt's mom get off her back?
Did she have any reoccurring characters on Mad TV? And will the goo have any side effects, or are the aliens right? And will that metal snake wake up? Find out when we return to this installment of Off Book Multiverse.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Off Book, the Marvel Cinematic Universe Multiverse. When we last left, Britt was having a hard time separating from her mom. And they touched some goo. Also, two aliens have been left behind since the Battle of New York. Will Will this big metal snake wake up? Find out when we return to the second half. Now.
Hurdle. Oh, hi, Clark.
Hey, how are you, dude? Good to see you, man.
Yeah,
what? Hey, you're looking great out there.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow. Dude, you gotta tell me what your morning routine is, guy.
You got some glow. What is happening right now?
What do you mean? I'm just
trying to get in my head, Clark.
No, you know I'm a fan.
Clark.
Yeah, bud?
I know you're...
Hey, I wrote you this note.
Oh, God. Okay.
Here you go.
Okay. Dear Skits. You even know how it's spelled?
Yeah.
Two Z's.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Skits, thank you for pushing me hard on and off the field.
Yeah.
I know that when you're rude to me, it is only because you view me as your rival, but I view you as my best friend who is not my best friend yet.
Love, Clark.
Yeah, went with the love there, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I do everything with love, man. I do everything with love.
Clark, you are, ugh.
Hey, Skits?
Yeah.
I know that your birthday was 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I already got you that big cookie cake.
And you gave it to me.
Yeah, but these caught my eye. I just saw them and I was like, those shoes are for Skits.
Oh my God.
These are limited edition, golden Nikes, yeah.
I was going to say, these are like, first of all, extremely expensive.
Yeah, well, I have a trust fund.
Oh, okay.
It's a fund that I trust to keep growing as I wisely invest it.
Sure.
It's made from money that I earned shoveling snow.
Wait a minute. So it's not a trust fund in the conventional sense?
No, it's just a fund that I trust to slowly grow.
And you spent a bunch of your money on shoes for
you.
I can't.
They sent Skits to me, you know?
Yeah. Look, I know everyone is saying this, but I feel like it does really apply to you specifically. Clark, you're great. You're being very nice. I think probably we could be friends.
Yeah.
But just can I say that here at the start, I'm getting some flags that make me want to end. Not because you've done anything wrong.
Okay.
You're very kind. You're thinking a lot. But that's just the thing. Clark, you're kind of a lot.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, this is a lot. Like, these are expensive.
Uh-huh.
And it's the second birthday gift. There was a cake, which nobody else did. Even my friends, since I've known since we're kids.
Thank you for this feedback. Thank you for this honest discourse. I will still be attentive about you, but I'll do it with less force. I'll just let you come.
Yes, do I love the shoes? Do they scream me? Yes, 100%. Boy, you got it right, Clark. You really nailed it. I wanna make that clear, no need to repent. But they were expensive, and as you just told me, you saved up money by shoveling snow. And that's just a lot, Clark, especially from a new friend. Just want you to know. Okay, no.
Well, I'm just also practicing.
Yeah, that's fine. Why are you making eye? Just look straight ahead.
Just right for someone out there. It just might. It's okay was just doing some quick bench press.
You bring that out here?
Yeah, man, I'm really serious about our track and field team.
Yeah, that's great. Just, you know, usually see hurdlers working so much in upper body, but you look great.
Well, you don't want to skip chest day.
Yeah. You don't want to skip chest day. I guess we have a lot in common.
I knew you'd see it my way.
Just the idea. Could totally set you up.
That would be great,
or
at
least, like, I'll get a vibe to see if she'd be into
that.
Yeah,
do a classic vibe check for me, bestie.
And just save you the sort of, we're not quite there yet.
Great teammate.
Great is my bestie. Teammate is great.
Yeah, if you...
I will ask her if you should date.
Yeah. See you at the match.
See you at the match. I'm gonna leave you in the dust. Even though we're on the same team.
I'll leave you in the dust.
Yes, now this is the sort of nemesis relationship I'm looking for.
I don't like it.
Because that's just how I...
I'll leave you in the dust.
Okay, yeah.
I'll leave you in the dust. You'll be the one in the dust.
You crying?
Yeah.
Don't make yourself cry.
I don't like it.
I know, but it's like, that's how sometimes bros, they show like affection.
I know, it's like a little
bit
of playful ribbing to encourage each other.
Do you have any, be honest with me, friends?
Yeah, man.
Other than me?
Yeah.
Name one.
Okay, my neighbor, Thomas, who goes to a different school.
Okay.
My two friends, Kimberly and Zacharias from camp. I'm pretty close to my cousin. Like, I think I would call my cousin a friend, Michael. And then at school, I feel like I've been trying to... Well, I'm trying to upgrade you for sure. I'm also trying to upgrade Dan Aguilera. I feel like I've been making inroads with Casey Vidovich. And if I had like any time at all, I feel like me and Dan Noh have a ton in common, but I've been spending so much time with Dan Aguilera.
And
that
a lot
I feel
of time
like,
on me. I think you can sort of scale down the effort there. Up that.
Well, I got you all cookie cakes for your birthday.
Yeah. I honestly assumed you worked at BJ's and had like a Pazookie hookup.
No.
But you shovel snow.
I shovel snow.
For a trust fund, a fund that you trust to grow. You're fascinating.
Yeah,
I don't
right?
know how much we're going to hang out, but I will say this, bud. There is more under the hood than I initially thought.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I just like, people just need to give me just a couple minutes and then I kind of even out and level, like I become a little more even keel.
Yeah.
And I think it might be helpful for you to know that like, you're not the only dude I gave a cookie cake to.
That is helpful.
Yeah, that's just like my intensity when I'm trying to upgrade an acquaintance to a friend.
Right.
Is it kind of like, come in and show the goods. I'm like, here's what you can look for.
I don't
for.
Think there's anything bad about showing all that sort of effort up front.
Yeah. But then like, talk to Thomas. Like me and Thomas have been friends for like 10 years.
Which one's Thomas?
He's my neighbor.
Okay.
So.
Who goes to a different school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes to a private school.
Haven't we done well?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They actually have a trust fund.
Sure. So you know what a trust fund is.
Yeah, but don't you think it's cute that I call it that?
No. I mean, yes, but it's also confusing.
Yeah, I guess so. But for me, it's like giving myself like a little bit of encouragement. Like one day it could be as significant as a trust fund. But with the benefit of earning it, so it won't warp my sense of reality.
Great, bud. I'm gonna go sort of check in with.
Cool,
Brits,
dude. See you at the race.
Yeah. See you then.
It is working, Kevin. Look, I have noticed just the teeniest bit of wiggle at the back of the snake.
Lorch, look at this. This snake.
Look at this snake.
He twists and turns. He says, "Oh, my baby is out there somewhere."
He's coming out of his sleep. Oh, my only hope and wish. Is that either of the goo kids does a single thing today where their adrenaline goes up, because that is going to pump
that smell, that pheromone,
and
that
then
hormone.
That big snake is going to wake up and we can finally fly
lose
home.
Its freaking mind.
Oh yeah.
That snake will get off of that lazy roller coaster ride. We'll get onto the back of him, fly back to space where everyone is obviously awaiting the triumphant
return
of Lorch and Kevin. They'll say, we are museums and our infrastructure is crumbling without Splorch and Kevin here to save the day.
Oh, I can just see them all running into the canals.
They'll probably say, oh, Splorch and Kevin, we have made a holiday for the two of you returning. And we've just like to say we were so lonely without you and your big good brains. And the ideas that you had were always good and not a pain.
I can't wait to see how much they missed us.
I can't wait to see how much they missed us.
We'll probably get gifts and cards and and kiss us. I can't wait to see how much they missed us.
And we will say, save your kisses. We only kiss each other. We are working partners, but also genius lovers.
And we will say our love is better than you'll ever know. But you can give me one tiny kiss on my hand, because you do it in gravity so.
You may kiss us like we're princes or little tiny dogs, but do not go for our lipses with a big and sloppy snog.
You can kiss us like we're princes or a tiny baby cat, but if you are thinking, ooh, this is going somewhere, stop.
I can't wait to see how much they missed us. I will stop them from giving sloppy kisses. But
I can't wait to see how much they missed us. But we will say we're okay with those kisses when we see how much they miss us.
Then we can ride the big snake home. How's your math test?
Oh, it was like fine, but I had this thing with my mom this morning that I can't stop thinking about.
You were picturing yourself going away to college again and how sad that would be for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it made me sad to think about her being sad.
I know. You know, she did it with your two older siblings.
Yeah, and it was sad.
Yeah, I know.
One time, whenever we took my brother to college, I counted how many days till he would be home, and it was so many days.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know, like, of course, always I'll see him and love him, but, like, I'll never, like, have, like, we'll never just be at the breakfast table.
Yeah. Sorry. I want to give this conversation the time it deserves, but sometimes I found that when you're in a mode like this, what you actually
get out of here
to change the situation.
Yeah, okay.
Can I ask you a question that's going to seem sort of weird? Don't freak out.
Let me see.
I guess I can't ask you to not freak out without letting you know what the question is.
Yeah.
I just want you to preface this question.
Okay,
it's going to
be,
like,
gonna
be
weird. Okay.
Where is your head at
the goo?
Dating.
Oh, wait. Seriously?
Oh, yes. The goo.
I
got nothing from the goo. The goo is not giving me anything.
And I really thought the goo was going to give me something. Honestly, I saw I was about to touch the goo and I chose to touch it because I thought it's going to give me powers.
I did it on accident, like a big meathead dum-dum. But then I was like, well, maybe this is my Spider-Man.
Right.
Maybe
I thought that goo was my Spider-Man for sure.
By the way.
Yeah.
That dude.
Yeah.
Weird statue, right?
Why is he standing so still?
In my head, I'm thinking like, maybe Spider-Man is not fun.
Do you think he's not a chill hang?
I think he's not a chill hang.
That's sad, because he's like one of my faves.
He is, I think, my fave.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh, we hate talking about them, though.
I mean,
so annoying.
Over
I have
it.
So many. I can't have this in my brain. But you said, what about dating?
Yeah.
I can't believe it, because
not for me, like for a friend.
What?
Like, where's your head at redating?
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Wait, that made you sad?
Wait.
Putting the pieces together when I said not for me, like for a friend.
Like, you want to just know for like a school report?
Oh my
report?
God,
like,
Brit, are you, Brits?
Yes, Kits.
Me?
What?
Why are you looking away?
Because now I can't.
I just assumed you would never see me that way because we're like childhood friends. We took baths together.
That was forever ago, and I'm sure you don't even look the same.
I hope not. I don't really remember.
There's a picture, but I mean...
There's a picture?
Of us in a tub? Yeah, that's pretty standard.
Yeah, for sure.
Not like a
picture. Can you like, see it?
Skits, like weird. Like you said, you don't have a 2-year-old's body
anymore.
That's
my point.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be weird if I look at a 2-year-old version of you. That's not even what you look like.
I'm sorry, I made it all weird.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Is the goo making life harder? Because then maybe the goo did have an effect.
Yeah, if this is all the goo has made things difficult.
Excuse me, Brits. You were pretty clear when I invited you to join the track team that you were not interested because it would conflict with your tap class. So can you please exit the field? It's race time. Wait, seriously? Already? Yeah. I gotta have one of my best runners ready to run.
Hey, coach?
Yeah?
Could you, like, be cool for a second, bud?
Yeah,
this
but
is like my best friend. If I come out of this into a weird headspace, I'm gonna run with my head all
Skits,
weird.
Do you know how much I really wanted her to be on the team? She's really fast.
She's fast as hell, but she's focused on tap.
Yeah, I'm really.
She treads the board. She's always shuffling off to Buffalo.
I am, and my time step is always on time.
She's listen. She's living that wing life.
Do you think that I would ever ball change my dreams for you?
You want to put those feet in cleats? No, thank you.
No, thank you. Taps only, taps for life.
She's born to tap.
I'm born to tap, coach, and I made that clear.
What was your point?
Me?
No, coach, what were you saying?
The race is going to start soon.
Yeah, well, let me get my head right, okay?
Fine. God. Brits, please change your mind ever. Even for cross country.
We're almost graduated, coach. Give it up. Listen, I don't know that I would do well competing against you. I'm too competitive. Thank you for doing tap for my sake.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's like a nice benefit, but I really just love the tap so
much. Oh, that's
much.
Great. Yeah, I mean...
But not as much as I love. Not as much as I love. Not as much as I love, not as much as I love, not as much as I love, not as much as I love.
Okay, you stressed every part of that sentence. Let me take the ball, let me just say, when I came in here to start this today, it wasn't for me, it was for Clark. Like, first of all, whoa, Clark, we've gotta talk about Clark, because that dude surprised me, and quite frankly, but that's neither here nor there. I didn't know, I didn't think,
not as much
I never
as
thought
I
about, it's just that I didn't know that
I
you could conceive. In a way that's like I didn't know, I didn't think, how could I guess, I mean it's been so long.
Not as much as I love. Is this the goo? Is it the goo or is this you? Is this the goo? Always happen to come in second to you.
Ugh.
Holy shit, it's one of those big fucking flying metal snakes! Uh-huh.
And we knew it would happen, and we are riding on it.
Thank you for making it fly. We fly.
Oh, no. Why is it? Oh, it is still chasing the kids.
That makes sense. It would want to pick up the babies.
No. We do not want these babies to come to our home planet of Essigia with us.
Okay, what do we do? They're going to get in the way of our parade and our kisses.
Oh, our kisses that are not romantic, but the kind you give princes or two tiny cats.
Johnson, roll around in the mud on the ground.
What?
Roll around in the mud on the ground. You're covered in snake pheromone hormones. The snake is going to pick you up and... Oh, too late. Snake got him in the mouth.
Oh my gosh. Skids, we're going to die.
Okay, no, everything fine. The snake thinks you're a snake baby, and it's going to take you home to, through the portal back door alien homeworld. This is a big, another big whoopsie for Splorch and Kevin. Oh, boy.
Skids.
Oh, boy. Brits, what are we to?
We're in space, but we can breathe. Sick, the goo did something.
Oh, they... Yeah, it's... It's the goo. That's why you can breathe.
You are not going to receive any powers you would ever notice on Earth. Well, I guess... Oh, shoot. You would have noticed if you were underwater. You can breathe.
Like the swimmy fish man. Swimmy fish man.
Can you just take us back home?
Unfortunately, no. This is the snake is sort of go where it wants to go.
Okay, so the good news is you're going to love our home planet of Essia. It is very beautiful.
Essia is the bestia.
And there's going to be so many parties because they really miss me and Kevin.
They probably miss Splorch and I so much. They're going to... Listen, people are going to be coming in for big sloppy smooches on us, and we're going to have to push that stuff away.
Because we
are lovers with each other. We're two aliens.
Okay.
Sometimes I think about the day when maybe Splorch goes away, and I cry about that. I think, oh, so sad for Kevin, for me to go away.
Yes, if you went away, Kevin, I would be so sad.
Splorch, I'd be so sad for you I went away.
Oh, no, Skits.
Brits.
I spent all those years thinking about my mom having to say goodbye to me at some sort of college situation. But actually, she had to say goodbye to me getting flown away by a big old fucking metal snake through a portal.
Not to sort of like lessen up right now, Brits, because there's a lot going on, but like, I guess this lesson is that you sort of never know what life is going to throw at you, and you can't spend your life being worried about a thing that might not happen, because something else crazy might happen.
You're right. And that's why I have to tell you, even though you really put it together already, that I love you. Okay. I got it. I love you. Okay. You heard it. I love you.
I heard you, Brits. Thank you for sharing. You've been my friend for so long. You've always been there, and honestly, I think I just need some time.
Take it.
Just like
totally take it. Yeah.
That
yeah.
In my teenage mind.
Think of this right now. Your soup is hot. Drop a cube in it.
You know.
So it is not.
I'm gonna need some time for that soup to cool.
Save him. He was on the way to becoming my best friend.
Clark, I think this might be out of your league.
Thomas?
When we maybe get someone better, like, look, it's Spider-Man. Swinging webs up to the sky. Oh, wait, no, that didn't work because Spider-Man can't fly. And they're high above the buildings, they're far into space. Even with his new suit, Spider-Man has trouble getting to that place.
One day, maybe a lot will be just right. This is the perfect time for Clark to join the fight.
addressing the whole crowd.
Don't worry, I am a lot. I am a lot. I am a lot.
And that's just what we need, cause he's gonna need a lot.
I am a lot. I am a lot. Gonna give it all that I got. Gonna bring them back home. Gonna save.
You may not know of me. I am the Stargazer.
Stargazer?
They call me the Stargazer. For I see all that is upon the stars and upon the land. Young Clark, come with me. I will give you what you need to become the hero you have always dreamed of being.
I am.
You Brits and Skits?
Will Essia care at all when Scorch and Kevin return?
Will we return to those characters immediately, or will we show you another part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Find out when we return next month with Off-Book MCU Multiverse! And as we say, we got Scott Passarella, King of Vienna's Vienna, so kings.
We got Brett Morris, Evelyn when the core hits. We got Dana Wickens.
Wickens on the Stickens, the boom from the other room.
If you want to support this and more, go to offbookclubhouse.com, baby. And honestly, give a listen to X-Moms, Days of Mother's Moms.
And we have you to thank.
And honestly, we hope that all of you are.
Alive. Okay, now you're sitting through the credits. You're watching the credits.
These are the credits of Off Book.
Guys, there's going to be a post-credit scene.
Are you sure? I really have to pee.
I know, just hold it. It's going to be great. It's going to show like another part of the universe that we don't even see now, that we don't see till later.
Oh.
Do you think they will let me kiss them? Or will they say I have to only kiss them like little princes?
Oh boy, I hope they let me kiss. Oh no, let us ask our leader what he thinks. Thor!